in years to come, or maybe a year to come, who knows, there'll be a point where I'll be recording an episode and I'll be looking at my episode rundown, which is the form that I use to remind me what to talk about in the podcast. It's very straightforward. It's just a few bullet points so that I don't waffle too much, because I do waffle, as we've discussed before. And there'll be a point where I look down and I'll think, when did I start this episode rundown? When did this become a thing? It's evolved. It's changed. And the answer is right now, this day. But first, here's the theme tune. Welcome back to That's a Freebie, the internet's only podcast starring me. And let's get into it. So, yeah, I mentioned in the intro that I have started a new rundown. It's literally a list of reminders just to remind me what to talk about. But I'm going to use the same rundown each week. I'm going to, throughout the course of the week, fill the rundown in, and that will help me stay on track when I'm talking about certain topics. And it also just means that I cover the same topics week in, week out, because I think that would be nice to be able to say that, to be able to give you a running update of everything that's going on. So the rundown is fairly straightforward. I'm going to start by talking about my week. Then I've got a little section called TV/movie time, where we'll discuss. I say discuss. It's not really a discussion if it's just me talking to you, is it? But let's call it a discussion, where we discuss what movies, TV shows I've been watching that week. So there will be spoilers in there. I will always mention if I'm going to spoil something, though, so don't worry. You can skip ahead if you want to. I'm thinking about putting chapters in. I have not obviously recorded this episode yet. It's going to be the first time I'm using the rundown, so I don't know how easy it's going to be to add the chapters. The piece of software that I use to make the podcasts, which is called Ferrite, by the way, it's a very good piece of software. You should check it out if you're thinking of running a podcast of your own. I know that has a chapters section, so I will attempt to use that this week for the first time. Let's see how it goes. I've never really considered chapters before, because it's not like it's a really long podcast, but you might want to avoid the TV/movie time section. And then after that, I'm going to tell you something that annoys me, whether that's somewhat small, somewhat big, I don't know. I think it's nice to vent sometimes. I didn't want this podcast to turn into something where I'm just venting all the time, because I will just turn into the biggest moaner that you've ever heard. But it is good to vent, so I'm going to talk about some of the things that annoy me, and we'll share. We'll see if you feel the same. And that brings me to the next section, which is how do you get in touch. And then, as always, I will end with some of the greatest jokes that have ever existed. That's going to be the format going forward. So let's start with the first talking topic, which is just about the week. We are in the second week, I want to say, of the school holidays, which of course mean lots of time with the kids, which is wonderful, right? Everybody loves that. Yeah, I certainly love that. No, I do. Obviously, I love the kids. It's great being with them. They do fight a lot, though. It's hard to find things to do every single day, because one, things cost money. Money is hard to come by for most people, and I'm no different. So we try and find free things to do, which this week, none of them were free things to do. However, they were all really enjoyable things. So we went to a place called Quarry Bank Mill, which is a National Trust place. You should absolutely join the National Trust if you've got children. Well, even if you haven't got children, it's a great membership. It's well worth the money. You can go pretty much to any of their places. There's a place near us that does require some form of payment. I think you have to pay for the car park, but it's not that much. It's fine. Anyway, Quarry Bank Mill, you don't have to pay for the car park. It's great. It's a massive place. I did, however, hurt my foot the week earlier, and my foot has been killing. So walking around Quarry Bank Mill with a foot that, honestly, if you were to ask me, I would say it was broken. It's obviously not broken. It's healed. It's actually fine now. But at the time, I was convinced I'd broken my foot. I couldn't put it down on a flat surface for very long. It's all fine again. So not a big problem there. Other than that, we didn't do much else other than spending a bit of time in the house. We played some games. We got Mousetrap, Do you remember that game from when you were a kid? It's still a pretty good game. It takes ages to set up. That's what I remember about it as a kid. I always wait for my mum to finish setting it up and then you play it. And I always remember being really anticlimactic. And now that I'm an adult, I've worked out why it's really anticlimactic. It's because there are literally no consequences to the game whatsoever. So you basically, you're a mouse. You move around the board, you collect cheeses. First person to collect 6 pieces of cheese to make a cheese wheel is the winner. Sounds easy, right? Yep, that is not how it works at all. Well, it is how it works. But what happens is you can also land on a square where you can set off the mousetrap, hence the name mousetrap. However, you set the mousetrap off and, you know, the little trap, bang, you get the mouse. There are no consequences to it. All you do at the end of setting the mousetrap is you set it again. You just put it back together and carry on as if nothing happened. You get to take the cheeses off each other and you just keep going till someone gets 6 cheeses. It's fun, don't get me wrong, but it would be a little bit better, I suppose, if the mousetrap goes off and somebody gets caught underneath it, they're out of the game, or they miss a turn, or at least some sort of consequence. But no, absolutely zero consequences. So the next topic is TV/movie time. I've put TV/movie because one week it could be a movie I want to talk about, one week it could be TV I want to talk about. I'm not even necessarily going to pick something that I've recently watched. I probably will for the most part. But if we're at a period in time where there's nothing on, I'm quite selective in the shows that I watch. If I don't start watching a TV show when it first starts airing, especially if it's an episodic one that's released weekly, I will probably end up just stopping and waiting until it's all over, because I'm not part of the buzz then. I'm not doing the water cooler talk, as they say, where you're chatting about the TV show in real time with your friends and colleagues. So if you're not part of that, then I can't get back into it. There are some shows that are an exception because they're fairly easy to catch up on, especially these days when TV shows tend to be quite short in terms of the series length. And you'll find over time that I like pretty much anything that's Marvel, Star Trek, you know, sci-fi, fantasy, that kind of stuff. I like, I don't know, thrillers, mysteries, all that kind of stuff. You'll learn over time, I suppose, as we talk about more and more things. Over the holidays, we did actually get to see a whole bunch of movies up to now, which I'm quite surprised at. We went to see Barbie. Barbie was, how do I put it? Barbie was amazing. It was a really good movie. I was trying to make you think I was going to say it was awful then. It's a very, very good movie. You should go and see it. There's a lot of talk in the media about, you know, how it's anti-man and all that kind of stuff. And it's really not. If you go into the movie and you come out feeling that you are part of a bigger problem, or you feel like it was aimed at you, then it probably was. I hate to break it to you, but there's a good chance it was. You might be part of the problem. Don't get me wrong, there are things I was watching that movie and I was like, oh, I totally do that. Like, there's a section, spoiler alert, not a major spoiler, doesn't ruin the plot line at all. There's a section where it talks about how you go to watch something and you, like, I you might say to the other person, you might talk, you have definitely seen all the previous ones, right? And then you have to explain the previous plots to every TV show. Take Marvel, for example. You know, if I was to sit down with my wife and we were to watch Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, I might sit there for 10 minutes explaining to her the plot of every other Marvel movie beforehand so that she understands what Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania is about. Now, I know full well that she knows because she's watched them too. But sometimes you just can't help it. You want to make sure that the other person is getting the same experience you are. And that's, you know, I think a lot of the time where it comes from. It's not just a male thing. However, I'm not going to lie, watched it and I was like, yeah, I absolutely do that. And it's wrong to do that. You know, you ask the question first, like, do you want me to explain it? Some people don't care. It's fine. But yeah, it's an interesting movie. It's a good movie. It has a good message. I don't want to spoil it too much because it is the kind of thing that I think you should go in not knowing too much about it, is probably Good bit of advice there. We also got to see, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. I liked that even more than I liked the Barbie movie. I watched that one first, actually. I like that way more than I like the Barbie movie. I'm saying a lot today. If you don't hear any ers, it's because I've edited them all out, but I'm realizing now that I'm saying a lot, which means it's going to be hard to edit them all out. But we'll try. Yep, so Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, we had to see that as well. Amazing movie. Everything that I expected to be. It was much better than the first one, which was Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Loved it. Again, don't want to spoil it too much. That is a movie that I would never want to talk about too much and spoil. I did see the twist at the end coming, which I'm a bit annoyed at, because I think if I hadn't have spotted that twist, spoiler alert, the twist was obviously that he was in the wrong universe. If I hadn't seen that coming, I think it would have been more of a moment. However, I kind of worked it out, because they really hung a banner on it at one point during the movie that the spider that bit him was from a different universe. So it didn't ruin it for me, but I wish I didn't know that. Anyway, we move on. We also went to see the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. What's that called? It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Mutant Mayhem, it's called. Very good movie. Loved it. It was amazing. It was not in the same league as the other two, but for what it is, it's a Turtles movie at the end of the day. It was brilliant. The animation style was the only thing that I wouldn't say didn't like, but it was off-putting. The animation style itself was fine. Once you got used to it, it was okay. The big problem was the action scenes. They were fast, they were close up, and it just liked blurs of color on the screen. I don't think they did enough to show off the skill level of the turtles themselves. I can't believe this is a sentence that I'm saying. I can't believe the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles weren't skilled enough. What a douchey thing to say. Anyway, that's how I felt. So that's how I felt coming out of that movie. But I liked it. I went with the boy. The boy absolutely loved it as well. I think it was his proper first introduction to the Turtles. He kind of knew of them, because there's been so many reboots of the Turtles over the years. He's never really watched the Nickelodeon show that was on, the most recent, I think, one that was around. But he'd sort of seen them and knew of them. So, yeah, we went to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Did we see anything else? I can't remember. No, we didn't. Not that I can remember. If we do, I'll bring it up in another episode, or I'll randomly shout it out during the wrong section during this episode, because that's what I do. It's just how I am. The other thing that I wanted to talk about, I was only going to talk about this. I wasn't going to talk about the other things, but it just all came rolling out. But the other thing that I wanted to talk about was the TV show Hijack, the one with Idris Elba. It's on Apple TV Plus. That's the thing I've been watching mostly, obviously each week when it comes out. It's one of those, you know, every episode ends on a cliffhanger. It's hard to say. And so my thoughts, before I give you my thoughts, spoiler alert, I am going to completely spoil this, because it needs spoiling, for me to be able to talk about it. So I enjoyed it. There was suspense. I didn't at any point feel like anyone was in any real danger, even though people got killed. I didn't feel like they were good. I didn't believe they were going to crash the plane for a start. I didn't think there was any chance that was ever going to happen. I didn't believe that Idris Elba would have been alive after the second episode, if I'm being completely honest. The hijacker shot and killed a woman on the plane and then spent four episodes, I think it was, talking about how it gets easier to kill someone once you've killed somebody, but never killed anybody else. I honestly think in the second episode, there was a point where he would have just gone, you know what, bam, I'm done. Because I think I would have. He was annoying. He was an annoying passenger. He kept getting up. He kept interrupting. he made it seem like he had a master plan, which he just didn't. His only plan that he had was to move the plane slightly off course, which worked. But I kind of felt like in the last episode, there were loads of little things that he'd spent the entire series doing that would all pull together and create one like, oh, moment. But no, it's not what happened. And that final scene where the two of them were just on the plane together was completely unnecessary. And there's no way that SWAT team would have let Idris Elba get up and walk away. No way whatsoever, because they didn't know which one was the terrorist and which one was the passenger. Yes, they had a description of the terrorist, but it's a dark plane. They've just thrown smoke canisters. He just gets up and walks away. He might have had a gun for all they knew. No way that would have happened. Anyway, that's a mini rant. Did really enjoy it. You should watch it. It's a really, really good show if you haven't watched it. Kind of spoiled it for you though now. But yeah, really good show. Do watch it. Just suspend your disbelief or whatever the phrase is. I don't know. All right, now for the first ever something that annoys me. Now, this one may seem really pedantic, but I've got my reasons. Okay, so the thing that annoys me is people in cars. No, it's not just that. It's more specific than that. Right, so it's not people in cars, obviously, because, you know, people in cars are just people. They just happen to be in a car. I drive a car. I don't annoy myself. Well, I probably do annoy myself quite a lot, actually. However, that's not the problem. So the problem is, right, people in cars who are being too nice. It's just sounding worse by the minute. It really does make me sound like a jerk. People in cars are being too nice in situations where they don't need to be nice, right? I've got an example. So, let's take this from a pedestrian's point of view, right? So, I'm stood waiting to cross the road. And there's a car coming down the road. It's the only car coming down the road. There is no other car coming down the road, but it's too close. Because if I was to step out, I would be stepping in front of the car. By the time, usually it's on the opposite side. By the time I got to the opposite side of the road, I'd be stepping in front of the car. Car would have to slam its brakes on or hit me. Hopefully they choose the first option, not the second option. Right? The problem I have is sometimes what you'll get is you'll be stood waiting to cross. The person in the car will see you and they'll think to themselves, oh, I will slow down and I will let that person go. So what happens is you get in a situation where they're slowing down. You're looking at them thinking, are they slowing down? They then slow down enough to the point where you're like, yeah, they are slowing down. However, are they slowing down to let me pass? I'm not too sure. So you think about going, they flash the lights at you. You go, okay, they're letting me go. You go across the road. Then they drive on with their day. That doesn't sound that frustrating, does it? The bit that annoys me is it would have been faster for everybody if they didn't stop. It's like them stopping created a problem. It would have been a lot easier if they didn't stop. If they didn't stop, they would have carried on at the same speed. If they'd gone past, I'd have crossed the road, right? During that time, any number of other things could happen. Somebody could come on the opposite side. You might get confused and just run out in front of the car. Who knows? I've never done that, but someone's probably done that because they've not understood what it is that the other person's trying to do. Sometimes the driver of the car actually gets annoyed with you because you're not crossing the road. It's like, well, I can't tell what you're doing. It would be better for you to go. You've got priority. You're on the road at this point. I'm not at a crossing. If I was at a crossing, I'd expect you to stop and I'd be then getting ready to cross. But no, that's not what's happening in that situation. Let's give you another situation. It's virtually the exact same situation, but you're in a car, you're at a turning waiting to come out. Somebody driving along might be, again, the only car on the road. They start to slow down. You're a bit dubious at this point because they might not have their indicator on. They're only slowing down to let you go. So they're slowing down to let you go. They have no indicator on. You're like, why is that car stopping? So you're a bit like, I'm not too sure what they're doing. And then the same thing happens. You're sat waiting and eventually they get annoyed. They flash the lights, you go, right? If they'd have just not slowed down and stopped, everything would have been fine. Everybody would have got out quicker, right? Stop being so nice. I get it. It's great to be nice to people. I implore it. Where possible, please be nice to people. But first, check your surroundings. Make sure that actually, is it the right thing to do? I really see that as you're being very unattentive as a driver, because if you're driving along and you see somebody waiting to cross and you think to yourself, oh, I need them to cross, and there's no one behind you, no one in front of you, no one on the opposite side of the road, then you haven't been paying attention because you haven't noticed that the road is actually completely clear and you're not causing an obstruction for the pedestrian. So yeah, just think a little bit more. It's great to be nice, but it's not always necessary. In fact, more often than not, in that sort of situation, it just causes a problem for everybody. Remember, if you want to get in touch with me, you can just go to thatsafreebie.com. That's thatsafreebie.com. Just head over there. There's a website that has every episode is on the website, so you can comment on the episode. You can ask questions directly on the episode if you want to. You can send me a direct message. You can leave a donation if you want to, because like I said at the beginning of the show, I do like money. I need money to live. This is just a hobby. It's not something I'm doing to make money. However, if somehow it can make money, I'm totally cool with that, and I'll do more. I will do all kinds of stuff if it starts making money, because that's what you do, right? You do the things that make you the money. But yeah, just head over to thatsafreebie.com. You can ask me any question you want. You can send me in a joke. You can suggest movies for me to watch if you want. I'll tell you my opinion on them. Or you can ask my opinion on a movie that I may have already watched, and I'll tell you my opinion on them. I do like books. I most listen to audiobooks. So maybe that means it should be the TV/movie/book section, because I do tend to listen to more books than I do watch TV. Yeah, okay, we'll change that. We'll see how it goes. This is an ever-evolving thing. Like I said, in a year's time or 10 years' time, it might be a completely different rundown, but it started today. And with that, let's end with one of our amazing jokes. This joke was actually provided by a listener. The listener is Chris. And the joke is, I managed to take my cat's medication last night. Don't ask me how.